إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعين وأستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for my sins and your sins. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your sacrifice. And coming tonight, special, it's been a rainy night. So inshallah that you will see this and see the reward of it in the day of judgment. So today inshallah we have the 11th class for the 5th album. This is the 11th class for the 5th album from the explanation for the book Bulugh al-Maram. And today, which is the 18th, approximately the 18th Jumada al-Thani for the year 1420, which is equivalent to the 22nd of September for 1999. And today, inshallah, from the book of Bulugh al-Maram, attainment of the objective, we dealing with a new chapter or a new book. Excuse me? 28th of the September. What did I say? 22nd. Okay, maybe I have to wake up now. The 28th of September. And today we dealing with a new chapter, the book of Hudud, prescribed punishment or penalties. And this is in book Bulugh al-Maram, page number 429. And only for the sake of the racket of recording, we had finished hadith number 32 after the first 1000, as well the last hadith, but it seems that the recording had stopped last week before we read the last hadith. So only to be in the safe side, the last hadith, which is in page number 428, وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه. عليكم السلام. that mean from Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, أن أعمى كانت له أم ولد تشتم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتقع فيه فينهاها فلا تنتهي. فلما كان ذات ليلة أخذ المعول فجعله في بطنها واتكأ عليها فقتلها، فبلغ ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ألا أشهدوا أن دمها هدر. The hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood, and the hadith is authentic. The hadith is reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him. And the story goes that a blind man, he used to have slave gear, which he has children from here. But this woman, she used to attack the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by her tongue. That means she used to curse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speak bad about him. And the blind man, her master and the father of her children, he used to forbid her to do this, but she didn't stop. So one night the man, he took the pickaxe. And he stabbed her in her stomach, and he leaned on it. He put his weight on top of the axe or the big axe. As a result of this, the woman died. She passed away. And they informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning this incident. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be witness that no blood money for her. That her blood, the spilling of her blood, is lawful." And from this we understand that cursing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a serious crime in Islam, which is a penalty for it is a person to be killed. Now let's go with, and this, as I said, we explained and went to enough details about this hadith last week, but in case that it didn't been recorded, so we brought it today in the beginning of our class. Hadith number 34, after the first thousand, page number 429. Today we're talking about a new book called Kitab al-Hudud. Kitab al-Hudud, the book of Hudud. And Hudud is what you make it as a had. You make this is my had. Okay, this is my limit here. This is my portion here, and this is your portion. So this what I bought it here, like when you go to food line, and when you buy your grocery, you bought it, they bought another piece of wood to divide your grocery from the other people's grocery. This is called like had, okay? Like a divider to show the part. So the had here, what is bought it as a limit or to divide two things from each other, okay? Islamically talking, this linguistic, Islamically talking is prescribed punishment, which Allah had laid down to became like a means of prevention of you of doing such a crime, okay? As example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the had, the prescribed punishment for the person who steal, that his hand to be cut. Okay? So now, this had, or this limit, or this prescribed punishment will make the person to think about it twice and thrice and times, many times, to it prevent him when he think about it and know how serious it is. So this will be as a means of prevention to keep him away of falling in this kind of crime. So al-hudud is a plural of had. Okay? And this hadith, which reported by Abu Huraira wa Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, anna rajulan min al-a'rabi ata Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, ya Rasulullah, unshiduka billah إلا قضيت لي بكتاب الله. فقال الآخر وهو أفقه منه، نعم. ف فاقض بيننا بكتاب الله واذن لي. فقال قل. قال ان ابني كان عسيفا على هذا فزنى بامرأته، واني اخبرت ان على ابني الرجم، فافتديت منه بمائة شاه ووليدة، فسألت اقضين بينكما بكتاب الله. الوليدة والغنم ردي عليك، رد عليك، وعلى ابنك جلد مائة وتغريب عام، واغض يا أنيس الى امرأة هذا، فان اعترفت فارجمها. This hadith in the collection of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima. So this hadith is authentic. The hadith reported by Abu Huraira and Zayd, son of Khalid al-Juhani. You know how to turn the fans? What happened that Imam Ihayar, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ihayar a person to do work for him, and this person, which he found opportunity, and due to his weakness he had commit illegal intercourse with the person that hired him wife. Okay, somebody, the son of a person, been hired to do work for B person. The son of a person had committed illegal intercourse with the wife of the B person. As a result of this, those people, they argue together about this, what is supposed to be the punishment. So he gave him 100 sheep and a slave girl as a ransom, or as a makeup for the crime and the wrong that been done by his son. When they questioned the people of knowledge, they told him that this is not right, that for your son to be lashed 100 lashes and to be bought out of the country for a whole year, and for the wife of this man to be stoned to death. So now both of them, they argue about it. So they went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they question and they ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to judge between them according the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling them, and this is something very important that I want you to pay attention besides the subject that we're talking about, okay? That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَأَقْضِيَنَّ بَيْنَكُمَا لَأَقْضِيَنَّ بَيْنَكُمَا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, I swear by Allah, I will judge between both of you. It means the husband of the woman and the father of the young man. I will judge between both of you according the book of Allah. Okay? And here the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam surrender his judgment, okay, which was that take the sheeps and the slave gear, and for your child to be lashed 100 lashes and to be sent out of the country. Okay, this is the sentence I was looking for in the English. By him in whose hands is my soul is, I shall certainly judge between you according with Allah's book. Okay. So here the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's book, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala inni utitu al-kitab wa mithlahu ma'a." Indeed, I've been given the book and a similar book with it. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the book of Allah. Because Allah is saying what? وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. That the Prophet ﷺ doesn't speak from his own desire. So whatever the Prophet ﷺ forbade is equal to what Allah forbade. Whatever the Prophet ﷺ make it halal is equal to what Allah make it halal. There is no difference between both of them. So here when the Prophet ﷺ said, I swear by the one who hold my soul in his hand, I will judge between you with what? With the book of Allah. He didn't recite a verse. You see? He didn't recite a verse. And it's not written in the Quran that a person who commit illegal intercourse to be brought outside of the country for a whole year. But this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before he made this statement, he said what? I swear by Allah, I will judge between you with what? With the book of Allah. So that means the book of Allah equal to the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is equal to the book of Allah. Both of them are revelation from Allah. This understood? This is more important for you to understand than what is, how many lashes and all these things. Because this deals with the ABC of Islam. Okay? That there is no difference between the judgment of Allah and the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You might leave this for later, please. Thank you. Okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as what you give him, take it back. The slave gear and the 100 sheep, take this back. This is not. Okay? And for your son to be what? Be lashed 100 times. And to be put out of the country for a whole year. And go Unais. Okay, one of the Sahaba. Go Unais and ask the wife of this man if she admitted that she slept with this young man, do what? Stone her to death. Stone her to death. Okay? So the person who never been married and commit illegal intercourse, the punishment for him, the had in Islam, to be lashed 100 times and to be put out of the country for a whole year. And the punishment for a man or a woman that married or been married, married or been married, alaykum salam, is what? To be stoned to death. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. Now one important thing that we have to understand also from this hadith, besides the permissibility of hiring somebody, because the whole thing starts by what? The story that this man had hired this man to do a work for him. Okay? So we understand that hiring is permissible in Islam as long as the job is lawful. But something here very important, that we have to be careful in the area of jobs, if there is mixing between men and women, okay, that we have to be very careful, because as a result of this, this may lead to a loose relationship between both sex, especially if there is privacy. Like this is a manager and she's his secretary, and both of them living sitting in an office by themselves. All these things, okay? This is a introduction and a leading way to haram. So, although that haram is permissible, but if it comes to be involved the opposite sex to be present, now we have to take all kind of precaution and we have to try to avoid this if we can. Also possibilities that some people that they give fatwa, wrong fatwa. So it's not because anybody say, oh, this is the ruling, that this is the ruling. So as Allah said, ask the people of knowledge, not anybody. Okay? If you want to ask, you ask the people of knowledge. Also, we understand from this hadith something very important, that you could not compromise in the hudud. That means make a settlement, okay? If Allah make a special punishment, now we could not say, okay, what about if we give you, understand, like couple of $1,000 and let's squash this, okay? Let's forget about it. And you happy, everybody happy, everybody go. This is doesn't work in the deen of Allah. In the law of Allah, it's not right. Okay? So although that this man was going to be happy with the 100 sheep and he going to get a slave gear, he add more to his property, but Rasulullah did not say, and both of them is okay, if this is fine between both of them, but this not what been prescribed by Allah. So the Prophet said, take your sheep. This not what it is. Okay, so we could not make settlement among ourselves in something that Allah has made a special punishment for it. Even if you're happy and I'm happy, it still is not right. It still is not right. Okay? From this hadith we understand that the Imam, and again the Imam, and when I say the Imam or the community, that I'm talking about the head of the state, and when I'm saying the community, I'm talking about Islamic State. The Imam has the right to put a representative, somebody to act in behalf, in his behalf, to exercise the capital punishment. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not do it himself, but he brought Unais in a charge and said, go Unais and investigate this. Okay? Because this man now, he's guilty with this crime. But if the woman say, no, I didn't do it, he can be lashed. But for her, you could not do anything about it. You could not do anything. So the person who admit the guilt, this is the person can be punished. If the other partner, he said, no, I didn't do it, okay, you could not do anything, especially if you don't have witnesses, okay? So the Prophet ﷺ said, go on ice and do what? فَإِنْ اعْتَرَفَتْ, if she admit that she did this, now stone her. Alright, so here the Imam giving somebody else the authority to act in his behalf, and before he exercises capital punishment, he have to go by a person who will commit or admit the guilt he did, otherwise he could not go ahead and do this. The second hadith, page number 430, hadith 35 after the first 1000, وعن عبادة ابن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خذوا عني خذوا عني فقد جعل الله لهن سبيلا البكر بالبكر جلد ماء ونفي سنة والثيب بالثيب جلد ماء والرجم رواه مسلم. The hadith reported by Ubadah ibn al-Samit, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying in this hadith, receive from me, learn this from me, remember this. فَقَدْ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a way for them. This referring to Surah Al-Ma'idah. No, Surah Al- Can I see referring to it down there, I think. Anybody can see the phonetics? سورة المائدة فيرس 15. I don't think so. Okay. سورة المائدة فيرس 15. Can somebody anyway, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى spoke in the Quran concerning those people who been committing illegal intercourse, he said that lock them in the houses. The punishment is supposed to be for them to be locked in the house until Allah will make other means for them. They'll be in jail until they die. Okay? Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal something different. So now Rasulullah, the statement came to him, he say, now listen, now remember what I'm saying, because Allah had made a ruling concerning those people who commit illegal intercourse. Is not going to be prisons for life. Now what it is a different thing. Did you find it? That's what. Is this correct?
Verse 15.
No. Surah Nisa. I don't see why he's saying. Yeah, this what is found in Nisa. Please make sure. So he said that al-bikr bil-bikr. Okay, a bikr, a person who never been married before, and al-thayyib is the person who is married or been married before. Okay, so for a person who never been married, what you may call virgin, it will be what? 100 lashes and to be executed out of the country for a whole year. And a thayyib, that means a person is married or been married before, was going to be stoned to death. والتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فامسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا. سورة النساء, سورة نمبر 4, verse number 14, 15. And for those who among your women who commit illegal sexual intercourse, take the evidence of four witnesses from amongst you. That means they have to be believers like you. And if they testify, confine them, i.e. that mean women, to the house until death comes to them, or Allah ordains for them some other way. So what is the other way that ordained to them? The punishment previously in the beginning of Islam, that if there is evidence or witnesses, now the woman will be stay in the house, to be locked inside the house until she die now, or until Allah bring about another revelation. So the other revelation came to be what? That a woman who is not married and never been married, okay, that this woman will be lashed. A man will be lashed and will be put out of the country for a whole year. Okay, so as example, if he live in the state of South Carolina, you put him in California because no friends, no families, no, so this would be like another form of punishment. But if this person been married, male or female, previously married or they are married now they will be stoned to death. So this was to say فَقَدْ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا. The next hadith number 40 after 1000. وعن علي رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقيموا الحدود على ما ملكت ايمانكم. This حديث موقوف. That mean is the Sahabi is saying, is the saying of the Sahabi, although it is authentic. So it is authentic as a mawquf. He's saying that exercise the capital punishment or the hudud on those who you have a position over them, that mean your right hand possess. What did they jump?
Yeah.
Excuse me? What's going on? Wait. Oh, it's only one page. I didn't go too far. I'm sorry. I'm glad that somebody's still awake in the class. So hadith number 36 after the first 1000, page number 430. Sorry, I forgot to say sorry. Nobody remind me to say sorry. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتى رجل من المسلمين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد فناداه فقال يا رسول الله إني زنيت فأعرض عنه فتنحى تلقاء وجهه فقال يا رسول الله إني زنيت فأعرض عنه حتى ثنى ذلك عليه أربع مرات فلما شهد على نفسه أربع شهادات دعاه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبك جنون؟ قال لا. قال فهل أحسنت؟ قال نعم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اذهبوا به فرجموه. متفق عليه. The hadith is reported by Abu Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him. Hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith is authentic. The story goes, story is not mean a story, that means the incident goes, okay, that a man among the Muslims, among the Sahaba, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the masjid, and said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed I had committed illegal intercourse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't pay him attention. So he came from the other side and approaches the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, O Prophet of Allah, I commit illegal intercourse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't pay him attention again and turned his face away from him. The man repeated this for 4 times. So when the man made witness against his own self 4 times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, come on here. Are you crazy? Is something wrong with your mind? Are you mentally ill? Okay? He said, no. He said, are you married or you been married before? Let me see what he uses. Ahsanta. Are you married? Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This is serious here. Are you married? Because some people can go according to this and say, I'm not married, I'm divorced. Okay? But he say, Ahsanta. Did you ever been shield? Okay, because the marriage is ihsan. Ihsan, that mean to be a shield, because the woman, the marriage is a shield for the husband and the wife from getting into the haram. Okay, so he said to him, Ahsanta, that you been married or are you married or you been married? He said, yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam take him and stone him to death. So from this hadith, we want to pay attention to some meaning came in this hadith, that marriage, look even the hadith how stated, أَتَى رَجْلٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, a man from the Muslims, okay? So committing a crime in al-Islam doesn't take the sinner out of al-Islam. Okay? Committing a crime in al-Islam doesn't take the Muslim from the umbrella of Islam. He's still Muslim. We call Muslim Asi, a sinner Muslim. Okay? And the second thing, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's asking him, are you Majnoon? Are you mentally ill? He said, no. So that means if a person mentally sick, and I'm not talking about this business here in America, they go and shoot people, McDonald, kill 8 people, 10 people, and after this go to the doctor, or he maybe even go to the doctor 2 days before he commits the crime, and he have, you understand, piece of paper from the doctor that he's mentally ill or disturbed in his mind, whatever, all these things, okay? And the person, he knows how to shoot, how to go, how to come, how to count, everything. No, we're talking about somebody actually sick mentally, okay? He can walk in the street, take all his clothes off, he doesn't. He can lay down in front of the train. He doesn't know what he's doing, okay? Yeah, not this kind of mentally ill that you hear about it, okay? And this is the reason that every day you see more crimes in America, more crimes, okay? Everybody almost getting mentally ill now. So the Prophet ﷺ said, are you Majnoon? And the man say, no, Prophet of Allah. That mean if a person actually sick mentally, that you could not exercise a capital punishment because he's not responsible about his action. Okay? And as Rasulullah ﷺ told us, رُفِعَ الْقَلَمْ عَنْ ثَلَاثِ, that pen be lifted from 3 people. Okay? And one of them is the Majnoon. If a child didn't reach the age of puberty and he commit a crime, he's not responsible. If a person overslept, okay, and he missed the salah as example, he's not responsible. If a person sick mentally and he commit a crime, he's not responsible. Why? Because he did not have this gift which he can determine what is right and wrong. He lost it. He lost it. So as a result of this, he could not determine what's right, what's wrong. So Islam will forgive him for what he did, but we could not leave him also loose in the society to do whatever he want. Okay? So from this we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam check him first before he said to be killed. Also to investigate to make sure that the person he's married or been married before, so can describe the proper punishment for him. So the person, when he admitted that he been already married before, the Prophet ﷺ said, go ahead and stone him to be. Now, yes, this is what I was trying to remember. The most important thing here, how the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they were so concerned about profiling themselves. So in the presence of Islamic State, and if he teaches the Muslims the Iman and they fear Allah more than anything else, the crime will be so limited, because the criminal or the person who do wrong, he's not going to be waiting for the police to come look for him, because he want to clean himself, because it's part of Iman. With Iman he could not be living with this sin, because the sin will be bothering him. I did something wrong. So you found him, he tried to clean himself. You see? So in this incident, we don't know about 3-4 police cars, understand, surrounded the man and got him, took him to court, nothing. Nobody even saw the man, nobody know about him. But because the iman is there, the faith, believing in Allah, and the concern of the sahaba to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best fashion. So they would rather to get killed and lose their life than to be living with the sin, and for them to go to hellfire will be better that I clean myself and meet Allah in a good condition. And this is something very important that we need to understand it. How is iman bring about consciousness? Okay? And how Islam, it brings these people concerned about purifying themselves to be clean. Not only clean from the outside, they want to be clean in their heart. They want to be clean in their minds. They want to be really clean, especially with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And doesn't matter if somebody saw them or doesn't, they concern about Allah, He saw them. Hadith number 37 after the first thousand, page number 431. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال لما أتى ماعز بن مالك إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له لعلك قبلت أو غمزت أو نظرت قال لا يا رسول الله رواه البخاري. Now this is another incident happened with one of the Sahaba. Okay. And he came and he admit to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he commit illegal intercourse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, maybe you kissed the woman, maybe you touched the woman, maybe you looked at the woman. You see? So from this we understand that looking to a woman with desire is a form of lust. With lust is a form of zina. Okay? Touching a woman that is not lawful for you is a form of adultery and fornication. Okay? So the zina, it has various level. Okay? Various level, and one is worse than the other. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Muaz, he said, maybe you kiss the woman and still consider what is a form of zina, but you could not exercise the capital punishment. If it's taken to the imam, he will have the ta'zir, which we talk about it, okay? But the most important thing we understand, like what sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us here, that he said to him that you may kiss the hair, you may touch the hair, you may look at the hair. So he's telling us, because the Sahaba is coming and say, oh Prophet of Allah, I did something wrong, I made illegal intercourse. So the Prophet said, oh, maybe you looked at hair, maybe you touched hair, maybe you did this, maybe you did that. Okay? And why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to say all this? Try to avoid establishing the punishment of the man. Because maybe even he did actual intercourse, but when he found the judge telling him this, that he will slow down or he dragged his feet and say, yeah. Okay? Although he will be a liar. He's a chance with Allah in the day of a judgment. Maybe Allah will punish him for the crime, or maybe Allah even forgive him. Okay? We say in Islam, a person commit a crime, it is his punishment to be lashed. But we could not say Allah have to put him in hellfire. Some people who don't know who, and don't think you are one of them, we don't know, this up to Allah. But some people, they commit a sin, and Allah will cover their fault in this life, and in the hereafter, He forgives them for it. It's His kingdom, it's up to Him. He do whatever He wants. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. No one can question Allah about His action. But you going to be questioned. So we don't say, Allah, this man is not receive the capital punishment in the dunya. Why he didn't go to hellfire? It's not your business. It is his kingdom. Allah shows his mercy to whom he pleases. So why you show to him, he didn't show to that? He's Allah. He's Allah. You could not question Allah. Allah is al-Malik, the king. Okay? So no one can question Allah about his action. From this hadith we understand that is not permissible for a man to look to a woman with desire. I ate an apple, comma, orange and banana. Yes. You did not say I ate orange and apple and banana. You put and in the end. I'm trying to say a little bit better English, so you have to tell me. So, how am I supposed to put this sentence? So it's not, I forgot even how I was saying it. So it is not permissible for a man to look with a woman with lust, permissible to him to touch hair. Okay? And there is a serious thing. Special those people who work in offices, okay? Oh, good morning, how you doing today? Oh, my name is so-and-so. If a woman so, auzubillah. Like, and she's standing and her hand like, oh, my name is so-and-so. This is the first thing, you see? This part of the zina. Because it's a touch, it's forbidden. In some of the reef, in the village places in Egypt, okay, so they do it like this. With Salik Alan Had, they put like you found the woman do like her, or the man, oh excuse, and I'm mutawaddi, I have my wudu. So they do like this under the, and they hold the hand and they shake. Zal awlad, zayko kulluko, zal ayal. You understand? It's still wrong. You understand? Because it's not a matter of the skin, it's the touch itself is still wrong. He's still holding her hand. So basically, say, I'm sorry, it's against my religion. And they said, hey, it's a free country. Let her get mad or he get, or whosoever get mad. Why you worry about it? I'm sorry, excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't mean anything. It's against my religion. They said, okay. Next hadith, which hadith number 38, after the first thousand, same page, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu khataba faqal. Next hadith, which hadith number 38, after the first thousand, same page, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, annahu khataba faqal.